Well, with the disappointing JCPenney earnings, some are already calling for the ouster of the new-ish CEO, Ron Johnson. The former Apple retail chief was brought in to revamp the brand and improve sales. So far, not so much success. For shareholders and corporate boards in various industries, patience with CEOs is wearing a little thinner. Data show the average tenure of a CEO has dropped from about 10 years to 8.5 years since 2000.
Tom Saporito is a CEO of RHR International. That's a firm of psychologists and consultants who work closely with top executives. And he's with us now for today's Midday Extra. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. So why is the environment for CEOs changing? Why is it different than it was, say, 10 years ago?
Well, there's a variety of reasons for that. One important reason is that the whole world of corporate governance is shifting. There's a much heightened degree of accountability, liability, scrutiny on the part of boards with their CEOs. So looking at performance in a much more detailed way is creating a level of turnover at the CEO level. Another reason is that CEOs are seeing the opportunity to create something, to turn around something, cash in, and move on to their next opportunity. The world of building something in a sustained way over many years, if not decades, that's a value shift that's going on, has been going on for several years. And so I think the motivation and the agenda of many CEOs has changed over the last number of years.
And that seems like it could be seen as quite short-sighted. I mean, I remember hearing that, if Seinfeld had to, get itself really popular in the first couple of seasons, it never would have taken off and become the success that it was. Are CEOs being given enough of a chance to succeed?
I don't think there's any doubt about what you're saying. I think, we live in a world that's much more instant. We live in a world in which people want to see results on a much quicker basis. And, it's one of the reasons I think you see the shift from public companies to private equity back, because it gives companies a longer time frame. They can make investment decisions and CEOs can prove or disprove their own leadership over a longer period of time.
They don't have to answer to shareholders.
And they don't have to answer to the shareholders, and they don't have to answer to the analysts, really, who will change their recommendation from a buy to a hold to a sell in quick terms, depending on quarterly or two quarterly performances. And sometimes companies like Seinfeld show needs a longer period of time to establish their strategies and to prove them as worthy.
I'm thinking about CEOs like Jack Welch, longtime CEO at GE, this era of the dominant CEO who is just completely identified with his company. Are we moving into a different phase of business now?
Yeah, I think unless you're talking about, the Jeff Bezos of Amazon and the Steve Jobs of Apple, I mean, there's less and less of the iconic CEOs that we saw in the past. I think the era of the Jack Welch's, where they could operate over such a longer period of time, there was more of a protective bubble combined with the level of performance that GE obviously created. We're going to see a lot less of that.
Well, okay, so if this is the direction we're going in, Tom, make us feel good about this. Is there any upside to, shorter, everything fast, 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 CEO better get it done right away?
Yeah. That's a great question. Is there any upside to it? I think maybe an upside of that is it creates opportunities for new blood to come in. People know they need to create something quicker and sooner. But quite frankly, I think like most things in life, we're looking at a pendulum that has swung that eventually needs to come back towards the middle, where the supply of capital is used to build something, not just for investors who are looking for a quick exit, but something that's meant to be enduring. That's where electric utilities were in the past. That's where the steel companies were. That's where the telephone companies were. That's where the banks were. And of course, globalization, competition, consolidation has changed all that. But it would be wonderful to get back to an era in which we build something that has far more of an enduring nature to it.
Tom Saporito, CEO for the long term, maybe, Tom, we'll see, at RHR International. Good to talk with you.
Good talk with you, too. Thanks.